Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. That's right, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. He's here with you each and every week. I'm Michael Horn. He's the star of the show. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And along with that, guru Corey Marino, our producer, along with producer Jeremy Dayton. We got everybody in the studio ready to really knock it out of the ballpark. How are you, Fred?
I'm great. You know, I was thinking about that term, Sultan of safeties.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
A stroke of genius, actually.
What are you eating?
This is a scone.
This is a radio show, and you brought a scone in here?
Do you know this is what year this is? 2025.
Well, it's a Chinese New Year. What's this year?
Chinese scone.
The year of the scone. Very good, Corey. Corey scores the first one here today. I'm sorry, Fred. You were saying you're getting tired
of
it.
Don't you have a cooking show? You eat on camera.
No, I do not eat on. Oh. No, it's rude on a radio show or TV show. You ever see everybody eating on camera?
I don't think that's rude. I think if you tell people.
You know.
This is what you're doing. I'm eating because I want to eat right this very moment.
That's what you do. You're kind of that guy that just went, he wants to do it, you do it.
I don't think you'll get anybody calling in saying, this is the last time I watch your show.
Open up the lines here. Open up the chat room on Facebook Live and come on. But what is Fred eating? And is that rude because he didn't bring enough food for the rest of all of our listeners?
You're not supposed to have what I have.
What not?
Why? He's the star.
Oh, so Guru, you're helping him out there. Right?
I mean,
this is Sultan. This is
Sultan. You're tired of that phrase, Sultan? Is that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I'm going to make it work for me.
Works for me.
Sultan's
is hungry. That where you learn that work for me?
Sultan's hungry, and that's it. Here comes some more scones.
More scones.
Good, Jeremy.
There's been scones here all day, and I did not know about this. Corey, who brought in the scones?
Our own JD.
JD, I'm part of the show too. I mean, we're going to have JD on at some point answering the question on the scones.
He'll complain about me eating scones.
Look at that.
He's going to suck that whole scones. He's going to eat his way through that plastic bag.
Love you, buddy. JD. Can I take these away from me? We're going to take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Scones. Corey, you and I will be going on getting a fish sandwich later on. Stay with us.
Oh, good luck.
Madame Giselle senses a change in your future.
Is it a promotion?
I see a door opening.
Ooh, through a corner office.
There's a creature. Beady eyes, lots of hair.
Is it my boss, Dave?
No, raccoons everywhere. Your RV door is open, and they're chewing everything.
Not a problem. I'm covered by Progressive. Do you see a bigger paycheck?
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Pest Damage Protection and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pest Damage Protection available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
People, please, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be...
Time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Attention pet lovers.
Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Sorry, gentlemen. Just wanted to get in close with the audience. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino is our producer guru, Corey Marino, and the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Salt in the scones. Salt in the scones.
Salt eating the scones on the show. Let me ask you this, Fred, because we also have a show here with your buddies from the Rams, Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. And yesterday, Jackie mentioned he has a company that he kind of talks to football players and then shows them the ins and the outs of the games and prepares them for football. And I'm thinking to myself while he's talking, this is something. You are a double-edged sword here, Fred Dreyer. You not only played football, but you went into an acting career, and you became a legend in both.
I became a sultan, actually.
You did. The all-pro defensive end, the sultan in football, and then the sultan of movie stars with Hunter. Was there a co-star with you on the Hunter show? I don't know.
Stephanie Kramer.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Brass cupcake.
That you were so bright as a star.
The brass stone.
So I'm thinking you could bring on people and sort of coach them as to what to look for. For example, you were telling me in the studio here before we started that there was an announcer at the Kansas City game that was saying, looking at Travis Kelce and say he's going to be a great star or something. What was that all about?
What do you mean?
You mentioned that there was the announcer mentioned that Travis will be a good TV or movie star.
Oh, he was just commenting the fact that after his career as a chief,
right,
he's going to go out and have a movie career.
Now, did that happen to you? Did you just jump right from football into a great acting career?
No. I while I was playing for the Rams, I was studying and going to class, as well as when I left the Rams, I went and worked for CBS as a color commentator.
Oh, so yeah, you did the color commentator, but while you were playing football, you also did like classes when you had some spare time?
While I was playing and also while I was in between gigs as a color commentator, I was in class as well, always reading up on things that reinforced what I learned in class.
So would you say it's not that easy just to jump from one major thing in life, a sports star, into becoming a TV and movie star?
Well, nothing in life, as you know, is worth is a slam dunk or is something that you can expect just because you had some previous life that may have happened to dovetail into it. I studied long and hard as an actor, and while I wasn't ready at that time when I left the Rams, I went out and I broadcast CBS games on the weekends, and then after that first year with CBS, I said rather than sign a 3-year contract extension with CBS, I said I'm going to go back to class.
Wow!
Because that's what I started to do,
wow.
And I thought that, you know, it's like how did you wind up being in the broadcast business? Only you can know that.
Yeah.
And you didn't work at the gas station down the street.
No.
You got right
up,
on
up
it.
The street.
Yeah, it's right down the street.
Yeah.
You got right on it, and you followed through because you knew that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of radio as a kid and knew I wanted to be in radio broadcasting, and then went to school for it and, you know, I studied years, did some shows. Very first time I was on the air, I sat there. It was this big, huge room, and the control room was above me like this. It was a classroom, and it was freezing. It was like 60 degrees in there. I love it cold, but at that time I didn't. And I'm sitting there like this with the mic right there, and the guy stands up there and he throws a cue right at me, and all you heard on the radio was, "Hello, everybody." And I got home, my brother says, "I heard you swallow." So my first actual noise on the air in professional broadcasting
was
a swallowing, because it was
perfect.
In school. It was at a college FM station.
That's perfect. That's it.
And it became my trademark, and I do it on every show from now on.
Here comes the swallower. The swallower's here.
You could do that now eating those scones. You could just,
But I don't. See? I've learned to smack my lips in silence.
How about you, Corey? What was your first time being on the air?
Ooh, it was definitely here. Definitely at CRN.
You're natural. You got kind of easy going. Were you a little uptight, though, the first time?
Oh, 100%. I thought every word that I said was stuttering, and then I went back and listened to it. But same thing. I was going to CSUN, California State Northridge here, and I knew I wanted to be in sports at the time. I was going for kinesiology. And
whoa.
And then I ended up getting that degree, but I also love listening to sports radio on the way to school. And so then I stayed for another year and took a minor in journalism, and now I'm working at a radio station trying to keep it going.
You like sports radio, so what the hell did you do? I ended up here. Sports radio?
This is sports radio.
This is where the stars are.
Pass the scones, Fred. Come on.
We're
talking sports. By the way, some guys were talking about you the other day. And what was the show, Corey, that they...
Oh, it was the Dan Lebatard show.
Dan Lebatard?
Yeah, Lebatard.
He wears Lebatards all the time.
Yeah.
He's very nice. He looks good in Lebatards.
Yes. Lebatard and Stugatz.
Yeah, he's on that ESPN. He's on ESPN. I think you said earlier that he...
And they were talking about your great career and everything, and then somebody asked if you were still alive, and then the old man that's sitting there, he calls him Pappy. The old man says, "Salmon and Fred look really good and everything, but he dropped dead, and I don't think he's around anymore." I'm thinking to myself, guys, he's here every... I think this is you, Fred.
No, I'm here. Okay. I'm here with my eye on the scones. Somebody has to watch out.
Fred is in great shape, by the way, for 99 years of age. This man is incredible. You could get out there with Maury Wills and steal bases.
What?
I say you could get out there with Maury Wills and steal bases.
With my hearing.
What?
Go, Maury. Go, Maury.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Hey, wrapping up.
Please.
You're...
I took it down a bad alley. I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, go ahead.
This is radio.
That's true.
Is it or is it not?
It's also a TV show. And there's your one shot. Go for it.
Is that it?
There it is.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Go for it.
Yeah, for the most part, I finished up my 1 year as a broadcaster for CBS, and then went to acting class, and right away I knew that I had made the right mistake, because I sat around for a while as an actor. I went to school, and finally I got some, went out on some interviews and got some parts. And and lucky for me, I walked in the right door at the right time.
Now, I don't think you've ever told me, and I don't know, I don't think I've ever asked, and the audience may want to know this. What was your very first role? Were you like in Palm Springs Weekend with Robert Conrad and Larry Minetti or something like that?
No, I missed that one.
You did? What was your first role?
Well, one of them of note was Laverne and Shirley.
That was early on?
That was early on.
That
yeah.
was good. You were yeah. good in that.
I was.
Well, yes, and you even told me, who did you have to kiss and she had been eating?
Oh, no.
This is a true actor. You've
they're
got
blocking,
to...
They're blocking out the shots,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And the director
yeah.
comes down and goes, okay, well, Fred, we want you to come here. It's a beach scene.
Beach.
So all I have on is a beach paraphernalia, you know, Speedo.
Yeah.
The
good.
Typical, it was the network issue Speedo. So there I am putting on the Speedo. And Shirley, Laverne, what was her name? She passed away, I know that.
Yeah.
But she came out eating corn nuts. She had a bag, of corn nuts.
You got 20 seconds here to wrap.
She had a bag of corn nuts, and I stared at her, and I said, let me ask you a question. Are you? We have a kissing scene here. Are you going to be gargling anytime soon, or am I in for the long haul today?
Smelled pretty good, huh, Fred. We'll be right back.
A lot of salt.
Oh, boy.
A lot
of salt.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end. The acting legend, he's here with you this week. A lot of good listeners in there, by the way. We do this show. It's multiple produced on so many networks. It's on Sirius XM Channel 217, Sirius XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app at 967. KABC Saturdays, 6 p.m. On 790. KABC in Los Angeles, our flagship. Plus Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Talk Radio Network. And check everything out at thefreddryershow.com. That is our website. You can email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And a lot of people tuning in. Jenny from Santa Maria, Birmingham. Rachel is there from Alabama. We've also got Sean. We got Nebraska Nikki. We got Bruce is in Snow Flurry, New Mexico.
Snow Flurry.
Yeah. Well, it's just that's the weather. That's not exactly a town.
Well, it could be.
It's in there. And Christine, who is at your website from The Hunter Works For Me. By the way, Christine, are you the only one on that website that tunes into our show? Can you put an announcement up there? Let everybody know that Fred's here for his people here and answer questions for you. And she has a question.
All
and
right.
It's something
what is it?
Corey, Guru Corey, our producer, put together. And that Bill Belichick, the great coach, wants to get rid of the Super Bowl or the NFL winning trophy. What is it? The Vince Lombardi trophy for the Super Bowl?
Yep.
And Corey, what does he want to name it?
He said it should be named for a player because the players win the games. And he, of course, is meaning Tom Brady because he has 7 championships of his own. So he would have the most of any player.
And Fred, you and in our pre-meetings grunted over that. You agreed with it.
Well, look. Is it practical? I mean, is it truthful that players win? Yeah, because coaches don't play. They do as much as they can standing around as anybody does.
Right.
But for the most part, if you're going to play in the Super Bowl like they will this coming weeks, then you're going to have to make sure that your team as a coach is prepared and ready to go, which they both teams will be ready to go. I don't know if you can name the Super Bowl trophy anything but after a single individual such as Vince Lombardi. And say this, he's going to win the Lombardi Trophy, or oh, how about this? He's going to win the Deacon Jones Trophy, or he's going to win the trophies that are representative of the latest victories of these teams. I think that it's a good idea to acknowledge people in their own right, but I think when someone says the Lombardi Trophy, it becomes universal without explanations.
So agree? Would you change the name to a player's name, or would you leave it as is, the Vince Lombardi Trophy?
The Vince Lombardi Trophy, I would leave it like that.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah, I think once you change it, it would set a precedence too. So, like, if Patrick Mahomes ended up with eight championships, would he get the next name? So it would be the Brady Trophy at 7, and then once Patrick got 8, and then it just goes on. Accolades and stuff like that. It's already been the Lombardi Trophy, and no one's had any problem with it, so I think they should keep it.
Yeah, no, let's look at some of these games here. We had, going into the Super Bowl, the Eagles over the Washington Commanders. I picked the Commanders. Corey, you kind of picked the Eagles on one show and on our regular
betting
thing.
Wait a minute.
Picked the Commanders.
I didn't really understand this.
Okay, we picked Washington to win.
We did?
Corey and I did. Who did you pick?
It wasn't that.
Wait a minute. Let me give you your one shot back. Go ahead and brag. Who did you pick, Fred?
It wasn't those choices.
I know, Fred. Who'd you pick?
I picked Kansas City.
Oh, no. This was the Philadelphia Commanders game.
Okay, I picked Philadelphia. I picked Philadelphia, and I picked Kansas City. Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
I picked Kansas City. You did too. Didn't you pick Kansas City?
I did. I think Andy Reid's just too good.
He's a good coach. You should name it the Andy Reid Trophy. You know, the Bill Belichick Trophy would be there. Anyway, the Eagles really dominated the Commanders. Here's the deal. You get a lot of PR about how great, and he is great, to the Daniels. Jaden Daniels is a good guy, and he had a great spirit and everything, and you think this guy could maybe lead the team. Yeah, Philadelphia had all this experience, and they had a little bit of time to rest up somewhat, and they just pounded everything. What about that controversial play there, Corey? Outline it for our audience there, that tush push, and when the Eagles were right there on less than the 1 yard line trying to score a touchdown, and the Commanders were doing a pretty good defensive job, weren't they?
Yeah, the Eagles got it down with the Saquon Barkley run to the 1 yard line, and then you knew the tush push was coming. The Eagles use it every time, and they stopped them. The Eagles were stopped by the Commanders on the first play, and then they went off sides. And so then they kept going half the distance to the goal, which is basically inches at this point. And they kept trying to, I don't know if anybody remembers, but Troy Polamalu from the Steelers used to jump over head first over the line and try and tackle the quarterback with a well-timed jump. And so the Commanders player tried to do that twice, and it kept just delaying the game, moving it an inch forward. And eventually the refs set a rule that I've never heard, and said that if this keeps happening and the players keep doing this, we can award the Eagles a touchdown. I did not know the refs could award a touchdown.
That's an actual rule. Fred, you did not know that rule either, right?
I wasn't familiar with it. Yeah. I know if you're out in the middle of the field, you're trying for a first down.
Yeah.
Then we're going to give them the first down automatically. But if it comes to scoring, I don't think that you should do that in terms of scoring.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a whole the points, were they 6-7 points they'd give them, right?
Yeah. I think the rule was supposed to, when it was first thought of up of, was like what happened with the old Cal Stanford game. Was it the Cal Stanford game where the band ran on?
Yeah.
So in a case like that, if he wouldn't have scored the touchdown, the refs would have been able to award them that touchdown because something outside of football, like a fan came on and tackled someone running to the end zone, they would have scored the touchdown, but you can't award it to him, so that's where the awarding was.
See, I forgot that the Eagles had Saquon Barkley as on their team when I picked the Commanders. That guy, they scored the first points, didn't he? Just sprinted down the field. He's like, does he oil himself up or something before he goes there? Because nobody can grab that guy.
If you've noticed on the other side of the ball, as a defense against those types of plays, is a poor tackling.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, another tribute to you, Fred Dreyer, because the great Jackie Slater, who has his company where he trains people, he credits you and Jack Youngblood. He said when he was on the Rams with you, he would practice because he couldn't get by you guys. What the hell did you do to the guy? He obviously left a phobia. He's been talking about it the last two shows in a row. Am I right?
Jack and I were in competition because we knew Jackie had this great ability.
Yes.
And so I sure as heck didn't want to
give up,
take any chances saying, okay, I'm not going to try. Because I figured if I could beat him, they'd move him on the other side of the line.
And that's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, I wanted him away from me.
That's good.
Yeah, he also told a story about when they were going to move him to guard, and then you laughed. And you
laughed?
Said, yeah, well, he laughed at the...
an utterance that we cannot say on the show.
He said you laughed, and he said...
The coach has asked Fred this, right?
Yeah, the coach has asked Fred, and you said something to the long lines, if you move him, you're an idiot.
Move him to a tackle. And you said, that's a brilliant, bleeping idea. Let me tell you.
It was. Yes. And they thought about it for just a brief second.
And then they didn't do it.
Gee, I think he might be right about that.
All right, Kansas City 32, the Buffalo Bills 29. This was a pretty good game. It was going back and forth. What do you think was the big change here, Fred, in your estimation on this thing?
Better coach, better quarterback.
Yeah. You know, you look at Patrick Mahomes, you talk about Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes, since becoming a starter, Corey gave us these facts. Year one, an AFC championship. Year two, won the Super Bowl. Year three, lost the Super Bowl. Year four, an AFC championship. Year five, won the Super Bowl. Year six, won the Super Bowl. Year seven, Super Bowl. Here it is. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Very much so, and here's what comes out with good, consistent coaching is how the team responds around what they know is going to be happening. The team knows that their coach, in this case Andy Reid, is going to come up with something that is timely and effective. You know, Buffalo was just grab bagging a lot of their offense from the second half on, and it showed when they needed to have a play that surprised somebody. They didn't have a key set of series. They didn't even think about saying, "Hey, let's get in the huddle and run." Run the huddle fast. Let's run this thing and run these guys out of the ballpark. They had the speed. Just spread the field out and change the tempo of the game. Buffalo never did that once.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, I like baseball because I like the mental aspect of the game, but it's in slow-mo. It's like, let's throw down a bunt. Let's steal a base. In football, it goes by lickety-split. You got to have those plays ready to go, and you got to, I still don't know how you can communicate it with the crowd going nuts, and you got those headsets on, and you call the wrong play, and the whole game is over with, Fred.
Well, look, that's why you practice.
What?
That's why you...
Never mind.
That's why you practice.
These things working, you know, it's tough. Am I right, Corey? You got to be ready to go.
No, they're ready to go, and that's what Andy Reid puts everybody in a great position. Like Fred was saying, I think it's a lot easier to have a great play when you're put in the right situation, and you know the expertise from Reid and Mahomes are going to act. It's a lot easier to play with confidence rather than hope.
That's the guru. We'll take a break.
Very well said.
Let's take a break. Come back with more. Fred Dreyer Show on CRN.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States. Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we're back here with the Fred Dreyer Show. I was just reading some of the chat room stuff here on our Facebook chat room that we've got, Facebook Live. Apparently everybody's from the Fred Dreyer Works For Me site. They're all tuned in there. Nikki from Nebraska. By the way, Bruce mentioned that scattered snow flurries now in New Mexico. That's an updated weather report. And then Nikki chimed in and said, it's a heat wave. It is hot and sultry in Nebraska, 50 degrees today.
That is
those
hot.
Those corn huskers are doing their job. And Sharon is from Dallas. She's tuned in. What do you think of the new Dallas coach? They had a lot of choices there, Fred. There's a lot of new head coaches going to be going around. This is the, was it the defense or offensive?
Offensive
coach came in there. What's his name?
Schottenheimer.
Brian Schottenheimer.
I would just like to say his name, Schottenheimer. Yeah. It clears your throat.
His dad was Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Marty Schottenheimer was great. So maybe this guy will be good. Jerry Jones shouted his name out or something. I mean, Jerry could have gone any which way. Jerry's kind of a... does his own thing. Am I right, Fred? He's kind of his own man.
Well, don't mistake burgeoning incompetence with genius.
What do you mean by that, Fred? Explain
well,
that.
There's enough that's gone on in the past that leads up to this in terms of how Jerry does things. He won't sign his quarterback. He won't sign him. He'll give him too much money. He overpays a lot of the times, and in this case, he's not. I don't think he's realistic about his ability to bring the team around in a short period of time to be competitive with his own division, let alone in the Super Bowl race. You know, so he's. He's got a he needs a general manager, and people are afraid, I guess, to tell him so.
Well, you just told him. I think Jerry, we'd like to have you on the show next week. Come on in here.
It's these owners that have when they have oversight over the general manager, and they think they're making decisions as well. That's good companies hire people to do great work, and that's not what he just hires them to do what he tells them, and he's not a smart man at this moment.
What is he? How old is he?
Jerry,
he's got to be up there.
He could have
take it easy.
He could have a little creeping.
Let's see what up there is. What do you think? Say, Corey's going to look that one up for you.
He's 82 years old.
Oh, he's up there.
Well, he's old enough to do the right things.
It's good. Now, Fred, you are in a lot of playoff games. You're probably more than we have on this list here. But going back to 1973, your Rams played the Cowboys. 74, the Rams played the Washington Redskins. You won that one, 19-10. Rams against Minnesota Vikings, lost that one, 10-14. 75, Rams St. Louis, you beat them 35-23. And then you had this... you said some bad things about Dallas. Dallas beat you 37-0 in that next.
It was terrible. They beat us. They shot us out. Two of their victories, they shot us out.
They did? Yeah, well, that's one of them. And then in 76, the Rams, you beat the Cowboys. You gave it back to them that year. 14-12. That must have been a nail biter.
That was Billy Waddy's. Miracle catch over the middle.
Yeah, I remember that. Huh?
It was in Dallas, and it was in the fourth quarter. And next thing you know, Billy comes up with the football and runs right down the hash marks, right into the end zone.
Unbelievable! Causing a lot of people to name their pet cats Waddy after that, because that was a great catch.
Yep.
It was good. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds good. And then the Rams, he played Minnesota. Minnesota beat you on that one, 24-13. That was in the 76 season. So, and then in the 77 season, the Rams against the Vikes. The Vikes beat you in this one, 14-13. That's a heartbreaker.
Which one was that?
That's 77 in the season there. Rams against Minnesota.
Oh, during the season.
That was the NFC divisional round. It's a division game.
14-13,
yeah. Really? And then in the 78 season, you came back at those Minnesota Vikings. You played the Dallas five times, Minnesota four. Who else did you play here? St. Louis once. You got a Tampa Bay one time over there. Pittsburgh. I don't want to talk about that game. Anyway, the 78 season, you came back and you beat the Vikings 34-10 in the divisional round and then lost to the Cowboys 28-0. What happened in that one?
It's really strange when the landslide starts to go and you see it coming and you can't get out of the way.
Unbelievable.
We were just terrible.
79 season, you came back and beat the Cowboys 21-19. You held your own against them throughout the years. In the championship game, you beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-0, and then you went into Super Bowl 14 and, of course, played the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't know the outcome.
31-19.
Oh, it was 31-19? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You got all that down, man. You know it all.
Well, look, I'm being paid regardless if we win or lose, and I remember all the scores.
Where was that Super Bowl? Against the Steelers?
Rose Bowl in their backyard, Rose Bowl.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, there's people lost there. A couple of horse units that went out on the field. People got confused and thought it was the Rose Parade. And that cost the Rams the game over there.
Distractions.
A couple of clowns playing a calliope over there and a couple of Rose Parade
officials.
We started
picking up instruments and playing them.
That's it. And confused the heck out of the Rams. So anyway, they played like kids, though, because they all played there. Did you ever play in the Rose Bowl when you were early on? No, but you went out.
No, I played when I was in college at San Diego State. We played one Saturday night in the Rose Bowl. We played LA State.
That's good, man. Who won?
We did.
Good. Yeah. What was the game where you were going to be the losers and you beat the hell out of these guys from? What were those guys from?
Well, that was Southern Mississippi.
Southern Mississippi. They take their football seriously in the South.
Well, they
and
did.
You beat the tar out of them.
Well, they were SEC. They got beat by Alabama 10-7.
There you go.
And Memphis 14-10 or something like that.
What was the score in your game?
They had a good team that year.
Not that good in the game he played you. What was the score?
We won that game 68-7.
And the coach was like at the press conference. Pi Van. I like that. It's those of you mathematicians all know Pi Van. It's one of the equations you have to use. And Pi Van, what did he say at the press conference when he let the kids go?
Well, they had a press conference. We played on Saturday. So on Friday over at the stadium, yeah. San Diego Stadium, where we played our home games, he was introduced to the press. We had a lot of people there. Because it was SEC saying, you know, we could beat anybody, and you know, and it says we're going to come out and we're going to have to unapologetically put one on you, coach. And Coryell was standing, was sitting down there, seething. He was just seething. He was so angry, and Pi Van gets up and he tells people how badly they're going to pound the crap out of us. And so they said, gee, thanks, Bye. What's that? Thank you for your insight. Coach, what do you think about that? Coryell stood up, looked at it, and said nothing and walked out.
That's great, man. That's great.
He just decided to let the game play itself out.
64-7.
68.
Oh, 60. I'm sorry. I forgot that extra point. I'm sorry. I had the bad scorecard, remember? All right, so J.J. Watt is in the news, and he's got strong words for the Pro Bowl as numerous players have dropped out. Apparently, this Pro Bowl is not the same Pro Bowl your era of players played, and you played it to win it, Fred. What? Now it's like some kind of a crummy Olympics.
It's not good.
Flag football?
It's an embarrassment, and it's childlike, and it's pretentiousness, and it's not something that you're going to say, hey, I played in the Pro Bowl in 2023.
Tell us what you really think about it.
What, Fred? You don't want to be in the tug of war or the dodgeball game.
I think, you know, bowling for dollars is...
That's good. I'd rather do that one.
That's the one I want to do.
Too bad for the network that's going to be carrying the Pro Bowl since Fred has just trashed it so much.
Oh, it's ESPN. They're fine.
They're okay.
They're fine. They got money.
Yeah. Well, they have Joe Day. Who's they going to be calling again?
Oh, Joe Davis is going to tell
no,
us.
No, not Joe Davis.
They got Buck and Aikman, but I don't know if they're calling
Troy
that Aikman one.
What are they going to say? Oh, that was almost... Oh, he almost grabbed his flag. Oh.
So a lot of players are dropping out of the games, like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson said they had injuries.
It's a joke. The game is a joke.
Russell Wilson gets the nod, and he gets to go in, and they're a little upset because they said he was injured most of the season. He gets in there, and once again, J.J. Watt fires off an opinion on this thing, and he says that he shouldn't be there because he didn't play. He missed the first six games of the season. And so, is J.J. Watt going to be at this game?
No. No, he's not. I don't think so. I don't think he's invited anymore.
Anyway, so there you have it. It's going to be. When do they play that game? Is it after the Super?
It's Thursday. It's the week up to the Super Bowl, I believe.
Oh, okay. So
I think it's Thursday.
Jennifer's birthday, my daughter.
There you go.
Sixth, and Ronald Reagan's birthday, by the way.
Oh,
both of them. She could be a future president. So that's true. Now. So here's the biggest problem of it all for the Super Bowl is Jason Kelce. Now, he's Travis Kelce's brother, and he also played his career with the Philadelphia Eagles. So who the hell will you represent and root for if you were Jason Kelce, Fred Dreyer?
I would defer.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't
kick the ball off.
What am I supposed to do? Are they both... One's on the AFC, one's on the NFC.
Yeah, they played each other last year, was it? He just retired this year, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago,
so, yeah. But he was actually on the team.
So they played each other like 3 years in a row, is that true?
They played him in the season last year, okay. But not in the...
So he says, look, it's my brother. I'll never root against my brother. But he says, I got a lot of people on that Philadelphia Eagles team that I played with. A lot of them are good friends. They're like brothers to me.
This is flag football.
No, in the Super Bowl.
This is Super Bowl.
Who do you think should Kelce, the center who retired, root for his brother or his former team?
Yeah. See, he played on Philadelphia, but his brother's on now, KC, on the Chiefs. So he's not playing now. He can sit back and have a beer and watch the game. Who's he going to be shouting out for? See, Fred's confused.
I'm not confused. I just kind of don't care about it one way or the other.
I like it when Fred says, okay, that's an interesting story. We had a question here sent in from a listener. Fred, who would you root for, your brother or your brothers on the team and in the organization you played with? That comes to us from Paul.
What does Paul want to know?
He wants to know, Fred, who would you root for, your brother or your brothers on the team and in the organization you played with?
So if the Rams went and you're...
Oh, playing. I know too much about sport to care about that. I would just hope that each entity, my brother and the fans who are rooting for...
their favorite, yeah.
Their favorite to win. I would just say I hope let the best team win.
You want a good game. I don't want to be bored at the Super Bowl.
You got to pick somebody. That's a cop-out. Come on.
Okay.
If I'm Jason, I'm probably rooting, as I would be, for the Kansas City Chiefs because Andy Reid is the coach, and he also coached Philadelphia, so it's kind of a win-win situation, correct?
Yeah, I would probably root.
That's an idea.
I'd root for the Eagles if I'm him because I'd rather have the Eagles win one because we didn't get to win one.
I think that's the first time. That was good also, Corey, but I think that's the first time Fred ever gave me credit for a good idea. Let's take a break here and have a scone. We're going to just wrap things up here when we come back. I got one more Belichick story. I didn't realize we had
so much
three Belichick stories on the show today. How lucky can we be? Stay with us right here on NBC. No, it's CRN. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, we're back here on the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and Instagram at Fred_Dreyer. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Pamela's tuned into us now. Sean is in there. And also, we got someone that wants to know, Sharon wants to know if you would ever coach Dallas, Fred.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Here's your answer.
They should hire him right now.
Final Bill Belichick story of the show. I'd count them now. This is three. Count them, three stories. Bill Belichick is disagreeing with the rule that allows the coordinator interviews before the season ends. They're looking for, you know, new coaches, so the coordinators start interviewing elsewhere. I think it's a dumb rule. The game is going on for some of these teams. Why is the coordinator interviewing somewhere else?
Yeah, I never liked the rule. Fred? And he's not focused on the game.
Exactly. I agree totally.
That's it. Well, you answer that one quick.
We got two quick answers.
We got a lot of time left here and nothing more to talk about.
Well, you know what we need to do next time, Fred?
What's
Since
that?
You're the Sultan of Safeties for two safeties in one game.
Yes.
We need you to become the Sultan.
In the same quarter. Two different quarterbacks. Jim Delgeso and what's his name?
We need to, on the radio, we need you to become the Sultan of Scones and eat two scones in one segment.
Scott Hunter.
Chances of that happening are...
way greater.
Is probably pretty good.
And Scott Hunter, I just remember.
That's right. There you go. Yeah, good man.
Both of them are still recovering from the crushing blow that Fred gave them. Yeah, it ended one of the guys' careers. He's done with the game right afterwards. Who was the first guy to go down? Scott Hunter?
Scott Hunter.
That's kind of weird that two things you'll always be known for have the word Hunter in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking, right?
It's a premonition.
That's how
we live in a simulation.
Fred Bright thought if I ever do a TV show, I think I'll be a character named Hunter. No, maybe I'll go with Del Gazo. All right, that's our show. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it's been a wonderful moment with both of you.
Thank you, Fred.
I just want you to know that I'm looking forward to more scones after the show.
You got more where those came from, let me tell you. Bring them out. All right, you guys all have a good week. Get ready for the Super Bowl. It's going to be a good one. Until then, we'll see you next time. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.